Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Well, good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Uh-huh. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. Boy, oh, boy, boy, oh, boy. Man, God has been good to me. I can't even, I can't even put it into words, man. But I try, though. I try. God does things for me just right on time. He's so cool with it. And I happen to run across Joel Osteen on television, like I often do all the time. And I was sitting there, and he had such a timely message for me. It was like, man, all I could say was, man, God, thank you, man. Because I needed to hear what he had to say that day. Now, I'm going to get to the thing that I never really, really understood before. A part of it was something that I've said oftentimes about if you really, really want to be successful, if you really, really want to change, if you really, really want to prosper, if you really, really want to achieve greatness, if you really, really want to have something in life that's worth having, if you really, really want to accomplish your goals, you got to push through all of it. He said that when you get closer to it, the more difficult it becomes. Did you hear me? He said the closer you get to what it is you want or you need or you have to have or you would love to be, it gets a little bit more difficult when you get closer. He told this story that's in the Bible that I'd never heard before. And so I'm just repeating it. Now, I'm not going to get it exactly right. I can't tell you the scripture it was in, none of that. Please understand. I was listening. So this is what he said. He said there was a man who was paralyzed, and he had heard that Jesus was speaking at a house. And so he wanted to get there, so he convinced four of his friends to put him on a stretcher and carry him for hours to get to this house where Jesus was speaking. He said that along the way, these friends said that they went along because he had so much faith that if he could just get to him, it could be better, that he could, if he could just get over there and he could see him, that he might have a shot at getting healed. And so he said they took out along the way and they walked and they walked and they walked for hours. And then when they got there, the house was completely filled with people. There was it was packed wall to wall. There was absolutely no way for the men to get him on that stretcher in to see Jesus. This is a story that Joel Osteen said is in the Bible, and he was telling it. No, I'm just repeating the parts of it I gathered. And so he said they sat there and they went, wow, man, we walked all this way and it's full. And we can't get there. He said, and then the guy with the affliction told the four men, if you get up on the roof and cut a hole in it and lower me down, I bet I could see him then, and I bet it'll be all right. Now, he then said, you must imagine how these four men must have felt when you carry somebody for hours on the way they had to carry some cloth connected by a couple of sticks. Said the men's shoulders had to be bruised, had to have deep gouges in them, not cuts, but just indentations where they had carried the weight of this grown man for so many hours. And they looked at him in disbelief, like, man, what are you talking about? We done walked all this far. He said, yeah, but if you get up on that roof and you cut a hole in it and lower me down, I can see him. And when he see me, it'll be all right. After sitting there and imploring the men, they went up and did just that. And in the story that Joel Osteen said, the man was healed. But the point he was making was, he was saying that the closer you get to what it is you really want, the more difficult it's going to become. But you've got to push through. See, if you don't push through, you never know. See, you can't get right to the answer, and because it gets really difficult, start creating those little sayings that we got as people. Well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. I guess it wasn't the Lord's will. No, man, I guess you should not give up right now. I guess you should keep pressing. I guess you should do more. Because, see, in all of us, when you've had enough, I want you to know something. You do have a little bit more. In all of us, you can do one more. You know, that's one of my favorite things, and I heard Joel Osteen say it, and it kind of made me feel good. He said, I always feel like I can do one more anything. And I tell my friends all the time, I can do one more, man. I could do one more day. I can do one more anything. If you just break it down to one more. If I got to, I'll do just one more week. If that's all that's left, I can just do one more month. If I got to do another year, I find a way to get that year done. Because I've learned inch by inch, anything's a cinch. But I've learned over a course of time that you've got to keep pressing forward. Now, here was the jewel that I never really knew that Joel Osteen and God sent to me. I needed to hear. He said that no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult the time is that you're having, no matter how long the challenge is you've been facing, God has an end date for it all. Did you hear me? No matter what you're going through, no matter what challenge you're facing, no matter what situation you've gotten yourself into, God has an ending date in mind for you. All you got to do is keep pressing forward. All you got to do is hang in there. All you got to do is don't give up. All you have to do is don't turn back. There is an end date for all of it. Even when you think you've had enough. And boy, have I had this conversation with God on several things that I've been going through. And I've even told him, look, I got it, man. I got it. He said, just keep hanging on. There is an end date to whatever it is you're going through. There's an end date to your illness, your sickness, you're tired of being tired. There's an end date to this relationship that you can't seem to get through, beyond, over. That's like a cancer to you. There's an end date, but you've got to hang in there. You've got to keep pushing forward. You cannot turn around. You must not go back, because when God gets you through this and you break through to the other side, the reward and the benefit is far greater than the struggle. I oftentimes look at some of the things that God has brought me through in my worst times. And when he brought me through, I went, wow, man, now that I understand that, now that I'm on the other side and I have the benefit of the reward for it, would you do it all again to get there? Yes, I would.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm is Steve.
Mm.
Like, wow.
That's how we open it.
Okay. I'm is.
This here B Jr.
Yes, sir.
That there's Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Now, here we go.
Get it together.
Change it now.
Get it together.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you? Mm. I am Shirley.
Wow. No, Shirley.
That's boring.
Tommy, tell her how she's supposed to say it.
This here be shit. Mm.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, call her for real.
Hey, Steve. Hey, crew.
Uh-huh.
That there be call.
That there call.
Shirley looking at me crazy, Steve.
No. See, you can't join in with us.
Because
the bougie crew is here.
Girls stick together.
Them is bougies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Stay in school, kid.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Did you enjoy your day off?
I traveled, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching this new show, Ozark.
Oh, I know about Ozark. It's good.
What's on Ozark? Netflix. Uh-huh. I'm just on like episode 2 or 3.
Uh-huh. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so Hold good. On. So mm-hmm. I'm watching
it's
Ozark.
Good, Steve.
I watch all the drug lords. I watch Escobar, the Cali Cartel, and Frank Lucas.
Wow. Anything thugging, you got it.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Gangster.
Because, and the reason I watch those shows is because in case business.
What? At Family Feud.
Boy, in case show down. Business fails.
Oh.
You ain't finna do that.
You don't know, boy. Let me tell you what I can't do. I can't go back to living in that car. That's not a question. Now, who I don't want to end up is Frank Lucas. I don't want to end up in Frank Lucas because he didn't look good at all in that wheelchair.
That's the man that Denzel played.
Right.
American Gangster.
Right. American Gangster.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
he was lying on the documentary.
Yeah. He wouldn't admit
to
it.
You always say ride the lie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You believe the lie.
Took your advice.
You know, it's been one of those days, so I did that. But I started Ozark, and this looks like it's going to be pretty good.
It's good. Yeah, you'll like it.
Yeah.
What's Ozark about? What's this about?
It's a dude that was laundering money for the Mexican cartel, and then he came and killed
everybody
at his company and put them in some barrels of acid.
What?
They were fitting to kill him. But he made up this lie that he could, you know, launder their money in Ozark, Missouri, which is like hillbilly Four Seasons. And he up there trying to flip this money now, and I don't know how it's going to go. I can't see it.
I can't call it.
Player.
But you're willing to see, though.
Yeah, but I'm willing to see how he do it.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
But you were so excited talking about it.
Yeah, I think his boy, though, his 11-year-old boy, I predict will be in the dope business shortly. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, goodness.
They don't fall too far.
I don't see that little boy being able to shake it.
Man, I tell you, he be finding some show.
Listen, I don't know how I find it. See, my sister, Beattie, he puts it on there for me.
All right, listen. We got to go to break. And when we come back, it's time for something funny. We'll find out what else you did on your day off, Steve.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time now for something funny. You were telling us before we went to break how you spent your day off. What else did you do?
Well, I had to go to Atlanta. to renew my driver's license.
Okay. The DMV.
You but got I DMV. Got some special treatment. Oh, I got really? Walked through the back door. But here was crazy, though. Even though I got walked through the back door, I was in there for an hour and a half.
to wait like
that
the
defeats
rest
the
of
purpose,
us.
Don't it?
Well, something happened, man. It was crazy. First of all, I want to thank Casey down in South Carolina. I want to thank a man in Columbus, Ohio, named Wasabi. Okay, that's my name.
Wasabi?
You mean the green stuff?
That well, we eat with sushi? Yeah. With sushi?
Okay, Wasami.
Oh, okay.
Wasami, one of them names. Casey, down in South Carolina. Then I want to thank, in Atlanta, the director that helped me.
It took all this to get a license?
Boy, you don't know the trouble I'm in.
You had to go nationwide?
So, but here what happened. I go to get my driver's license, right? Now, I don't know how this came up, but I'm getting ready to get my license, and they refuse my license because of a car accident in 1987 in South Carolina that I never paid the people the money for, and a speeding ticket I got in Louisiana, but they transferred it to Ohio in 1991.
You got to be kidding.
So they held my license for an accident in 87 and a driver's and a violation. That's the last time I got a ticket was 1991. That's my last ticket.
So you were supposed to go to jail yesterday.
No, but the numbers, my case numbers is so old.
This is warrants.
Don't nobody go back that far.
Right.
So the man in Atlanta just started laughing. He said, we don't even have this number no more. And, sir, we don't go back that far. I said, but, sir, let me say something to you. How can y'all be claiming this? Because in 1995, I got a Texas driver's license. In 2008, I got a Georgia driver's license. I got an Illinois driver's license. And I renewed the driver's license. I was coming in here for a renewal. So how I get all these licenses? We don't know.
You a fugitive.
You a fugitive. That's a fugitive.
You a fugitive.
Wait a minute. This is what I want to know. What were you doing in 87? You hadn't made it yet.
No.
God, no.
He was in the car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was in the car. Uh-huh.
And you know he drives slow.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out. I ain't never been in no car accident in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where they got that from. And then the speeding ticket. Now, I do know about speeding ticket. Because that was the last time I got a ticket was 1991. And I paid it because it was $101. And $101 in 1991 cracked me. I'm talking about cracked me.
You can crack
folks. I'm talking about, man, I sent that money in and threw myself into something. That meant rent didn't get paid.
Yeah.
That was 91. All hell broke loose with 101.
Okay.
So that cracked me. So I remember sending that money in. But then they reported that I didn't pay it in Ohio, so they was holding my license. But ain't none of that. I done had three licenses since then. Texas license, Georgia license, and Illinois license.
So this just came up in the system now?
Just now showed up when I tried to renew from my birthday, 2008, which is 2018. So for 3 months, I ain't had no driver's license.
Oh, man.
You know,
well, I'm driving anyway.
You can't get pulled over. You
don't
really
drive. You have a driver.
Well, but I was driving, though, because I drive my cars. I don't let the driver drive. My personal cars, I don't.
Oh.
So I've been driving. So what the hell?
So did the people know who you were at the DMV?
Hell, yeah. That's how I got my driver's license. I got driver's license.
So what ended up happening?
I called a lady in South Carolina, and the lady from Georgia was talking to her. I said, ma'am, excuse me. This is the one time being famous come in here. Let me say my name and let her hear my voice. She said, Mr. Harvey, we'll get this handled best we can. I said, excuse me. I said, ma'am, the name Broderick, don't worry about that. This Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I said, nah, this Steve Harvey. Wondering. And they got my license. That black girl went, Steve Harvey, you talking about? What Steve Harvey you talking about? I said, who it sound like? She said, hold on 1 second. Girl, I got Steve Harvey on the phone. Girl, it's Steve Harvey's on this phone. Jesus, it's Steve. Okay, Mr. Harvey. She switched just like that. Mm. Yeah. And she said, okay, hold on. Let me get myself together. Okay, we need to help you. Give me your case number. So I sent her the case number. She told me, she said, you was in a car accident in 1987. I said, ma'am, I ain't never been in a car accident in my life down in South Carolina, ever. Now, I stole some gas in 1987. Is that what y'all talking about? She said, what?
Why would you say that?
You can't hold my license for stealing.
Hypothetically.
I might have ran over a cone or a gas can coming out the gas station, but that's all I did. That lady laughing so hard, she said, why are you telling me this? I said, because statute of limitations is up.
What you took, about $10 worth of gas? How much gas was it?
I filled up. I never took small. Hey, if you're going to go to jail, you might well fill up.
Hey, go to jail on a half.
So I feel, ain't no need to give me $5. So I filled up. And the lady helped me. I had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. It took 10 days to clear. She cleared it for me that day. Her name is Casey, down there in South Carolina. She got two kids. And she told me give her a shout out. So shout out to Casey for helping me and understanding.
Thank you, Miss Casey.
And then the same thing happened in Ohio. Wasami, who I kept calling Wasabi. And so I have a driver's license now. Thank you, Lord, I'm legal. And won't he do it?
Thank you, Lord. Coming up next, it's Run That Prank Back with the Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk about yesterday's national school walkout with all the high school kids across the country in support of gun control and in honor of the 17 kids that were killed down in Parkland, Florida. And Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for the nephew and Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Let's get hooked up. And the best place to get hooked up is at the daycare. Hooking up at the daycare.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Frida.
This is Frida, and who is this?
You don't know me. My name is Lonnie. I wanted to call you. I've been looking for, trying to get your phone number actually for like about 2 weeks now.
What do you need my number for, baby? Can you get on with it? Because I'm on lunch break. I'm trying to hurry up and eat my lunch, and I need you to come on with it.
Okay. Now, is your husband is...
What is your name again?
My name is Lonnie.
Okay, and you asking about my husband. Now, what about... Yes, that's my husband.
See, the problem I'm having, Miss Frida, is that I looked through my wife's cell phone about 2-3 weeks ago, and I'd found out that this actual phone number belonged to your husband named, and he been text messaging her.
Let
me finish though. He been text messaging her different text messaging stuff about he want to meet up with her and how she looked the other day and stuff like this here. But then even worse than this here is he, you know, done sent some pictures of himself, some naked pictures on the cell phone.
Baby, please. No, sir. Because if anything, if he's texting anybody, it need to be an employer about a job. I know you're not telling me. Who is your wife? What's your name again?
My name is Lonnie, and my wife name is Denise. Denise.
Mm-mm. That ain't registering with me. We pretty much have an open relationship where we kind of communicate, and I don't know nothing about no Denise.
Do your husband's last four digits on his phone is 6822?
Yeah, that would be the last four digits.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Man, I'm not trying to call you. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed in my wife because of these text messages and these pictures and stuff. You know, I'm the one. That's why I say, okay, I need to call this man's wife right here and see what, you know, does she even know it?
I need you to wait a minute. Back up, baby. Be quiet for a minute. Look here, okay? Denise, you're Lonnie. Okay, where they supposed to have met at? What? You know, because we used to go everywhere together when we go. First of all, the don't work. Let's go there. He does not work.
Okay, so
I don't know where it is. When he got, when he generally, when he leaves the house, we're together. So where did they meet? How did they meet 2 weeks ago, you say? Because, I'm listening to you now. You got
I don't know if they met 2 weeks ago. I just found him in the cell phone 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you saying he don't work, then evidently it must be during the day while you gone or something. You say you on your lunch break right now?
Yeah, And where is your wife right now? Wait a minute. Do you know where your wife is right now?
Well, she's supposed to be at work right now.
And you know what? I just called him. He told me he was going to get in the tub. And when I called back, it was taking him long. He used it. Okay. Ooh, if I ain't have to go back in this hospital, baby. Where is your wife? I need you to get to. We need to see where your wife is.
Well, see, my wife works at wait a minute. Do y'all have kids?
Hell yeah, we got kids. And that's my problem. That's why I'm so upset. I'm working all day. I get up at 4 a.m. to make sure I got everything prepared for the whole day. Got to get the kids. We have 3 kids, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Okay.
My
wife works at a daycare. Do he drop them off at a daycare?
It's getting deeper. If I get to this, what daycare does your wife work at, baby? Because I see, don't start me. Yeah, he dropping them off. I swear, Lonnie.
Now she's been at this place called Children's Academy.
You a liar. You better not tell me this non-working is with the that's supposed to be watching our kids.
I'm already upset. I've been upset about this here. I've been holding it for the last 2 weeks. I've been holding it. I ain't said nothing till tonight.
Why are you holding it? You should have been calling me. When he get his. Let me tell you something. I get up at 4 every morning. And this I have to be to work for 6:30 every morning. I get to that damn hospital. I slave all day. Then come home and slave for him. Try to make sure he feels good as a man, although he's not working. You know, it wasn't his fault he got laid off. But hey, I want him to feel good. Although he's not working, because, you know, y'all don't feel too good when you're not working. So I wanted him to feel good. I tell the kids, you know, it's going to be okay. But I bet you this got that something.
Wait a minute now, because that is my wife. Don't be her. She's my wife, not.
Wait a minute. See, I told you was ignorant, because, see, you should have been calling me long ago. Let me tell you how you ignorant, too. See, she's a first of all, because she said she too up. She said he raced that out of her. She don't know how to play the game. And she with my husband, and he's sending her naked pictures. He ain't got to be showing her no way. Trust me, it ain't worth showing. I was just with him because he was a good man. I guess my is dumb, too. Oh, when
I was going to ask you this here.
What the do you want to ask? What can you ask me? You just told me this here is with your wife, some named Denise. Yes, that's what I said. And this is the that's watching the twins. Baby, we have twins. Do you hear me?
Can I say something else to you?
I don't need you to say a thing.
Can I say one more thing?
What the do you need to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Gerald.
This is some. Let me tell you something. That got the nerve to be pranking me. He needs to be trying to find a job. You know what? I'm going to get it. When I get home, his non-working I ain't cooking tonight. Let me tell you, the only thing that saved the situation is because, first of all, I'm a woman, so I want more information. But the second thing is, we need the job. His don't work. I couldn't leave work. All I'm going to get is...
I got to ask you something, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Definitely the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Next you talking, I'm going to whip you. You know I'm going to get you. You ain't.
What's that daycare level? You understand
nothing.
That, don't you?
I have nothing.
Don't nobody get that?
No, and I'm not commenting on it either.
You're silent.
You play too much.
Silence. I won't be silent. March 23rd through 25th, the nephew is on his way. Memphis, Tennessee, Chuckles Comedy Club. What did I tell you? I told you, I'm going to say it again. Barbecue and the Nephew in Memphis, Tennessee. 23rd through the 25th. Tickets on sale right now. And laying in the cut, you already know. April, baby. Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy off Broadway. That's April 5th through the 7th. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid is on the way. Stupid only come around once every 2-3 years. You got to catch it.
I see it every day.
No. Stupid is with us every day.
Yeah, every day. Monday through Friday. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. And yesterday was a day of action.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yesterday was a day of action for students. It was a children's crusade. Thousands of students nationwide protested gun violence. A generation shaped by gun violence is making itself heard now. The national school walkout started Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. The protest was sparked, of course, by last month's school massacre in Parkland, Florida, and fueled by years of anger about what many say are inadequate gun laws. They want three things. Number one, ban assault weapons.
Period.
Okay. Number two, require universal background checks before gun sales. Number three, pass a gun violence restraining order law that would allow courts to disarm people who display warning signs of violent behavior. Okay?
These kids are smart. So smart.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. They really are. And I heard one young lady say, she's like, we are the future. We are marching for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, and she couldn't have been more than 16 or 17.
Yeah.
You know,
this generation is going to change something.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because they're not going for it. They're not going for their mama's Second Amendment rights. Because these amendment rights are causing people to lose their lives. Look, but it's a strange thing. It's sort of funny because I'm okay with people being gun owners. Mm-hmm. I am against the sale of certain weapons. I'm against the sale of bump stocks. I'm against the sale of selling to a person that's not 21. I'm against that. I'm against not having a required background check. And I'm against gun shows popping up selling to anybody that's just got the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. that database, uh-huh. that universal database uh-huh. comes into play mm-hmm. too with that.
Gun I like shows. It. Get rid of the assault rifle altogether.
Mm-hmm. Altogether.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Point. Because what is it for, really?
Hey, if it's not...
But for killing.
If it's not with the military, that's all it should be with.
You need it for.
That's it.
Yeah, well, why are we selling it?
Exactly.
And when you leave the military, you should not be able to bring it with you.
Turn it in. Yeah. Students stayed outside for 17 minutes. They stayed outside for 1 minute for each of the 17 people that were killed in the Parkland massacre exactly 1 month ago today.
Surely they turned their backs on the White House. In D.C. when they went up there, they turned their back mm-hmm. in silence for 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what happened in the New York, Baltimore kids did that.
Yeah.
Kids from all over the country, too.
But, some of the schools weren't with it, though. Some of the students are going to face some disciplinary actions and some penalties for walking out of class. The school said that they did it. They didn't want them to go for safety reasons, things like that. Mm-hmm. But the students walked out anyway, you know.
Why would you discipline them for that?
I think those superintendents need to rethink that.
Why would you discipline them for
these
that?
Children.
Yeah. And definitely support them. The students' parents were there. A lot of their parents were there in support of them.
Teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called freedom of speech. As long as you ain't speaking against the NRA.
Right.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Exactly.
You need to say that again, actually.
It's freedom of speech. As long as you're not speaking out against the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
They're suing the state of Florida because that governor down there passed that law raising the age.
Oh, yeah.
And their whole argument is you're denying American citizens their right to bear arms.
Who is suing the government? The NRA?
The NRA is suing Florida.
Well, why don't we just give babies driver's license then?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's a crazy situation. It's not going to go away. They still have their march plan, too, to Washington on March 24th.
But you can't buy liquor till you're 21.
Mm-mm.
But what does an 18-year-old kid need with a gun? Period.
Mm-hmm.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. But one thing about being 18, you do get the right to vote. All right, Steve, she's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, of course, we've been talking about it. Everyone was talking about it. Students at some 1,000 schools across the country, 1,000 schools left school yesterday for at least 17 minutes to remember the students and teachers shot to death in a Florida high school on Valentine's Day and to call for tougher gun control laws.
We FLC stand with Stoneman Douglas High School. Enough is enough.
This is the walkout and recognizement of the gun violence in our schools, and I'm here to support that movement, and it feels great to be part of history and make change.
By the way, a lot of students protesting yesterday were wearing orange, and I'll tell you why. The color orange has been part of anti-violence protests since a 15-year-old honor student named Hadiya Pendleton was shot and killed in Chicago 5 years ago. Hadiya's family started the hashtag Wear Orange movement because orange is the color that hunters wear to protect themselves in the woods from other hunters. Meanwhile, the Capitol Hill House of Representatives voted yesterday to okay a bipartisan bill that they say will make schools safer by preventing violence before it happens. The Republicans say that. Lawmakers say the bill authorizes $500 million over 10 years for grants aimed at improving violence prevention. However, Democrats were disappointed. They wanted something that raised the age of purchase to 21. That's not included in this particular measure. The FBI says it's doubling the number of agents assigned to review tips from the public about possible threats. By the way, while we're on the subject, you know, President Trump says he's in favor of teachers being armed as long as they're trained, right? Well, police in Seaside, California say a teacher at a local high school accidentally fired a gun inside a classroom yesterday and that a student was slightly hurt. The bullet hit the ceiling, but fragments of it hit the student in the neck. Authorities say the teacher, Dennis Alexander, is a reserve police officer and that he was teaching a class in public safety. Alexander's been put on administrative leave. President Trump has selected longtime TV economic analyst Larry Kudlow to be his new top economic advisor. The last one, David Cohn, left over those tariffs he imposed. But Kudlow is the first one, actually, financial person to actually endorse Donald Trump's presidency when he ran. And finally, today is International Day Against Police Brutality. It's also the Ides of March.
Remember, Dad, all glory is fleeting.
So?
Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah, that's where we are. More entertainment at today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, while many have suspected friction between the president and the Secretary of State for months, or we should say former Secretary of State now, huh? No one guessed that Rex Tillerson would get fired by the president, and how he did it was so...
Tweet, tweet.
Who gets fired over Twitter?
Tweet, tweet, baby.
I mean, really?
You're fired, send.
Yeah.
Tweet, lee, lee, lee.
I was so... I mean, come on. How disrespectful, though. It was really cold. I mean, Steve, give us some advice. What are the first...
You can't fire Willie Turner like...
Okay.
No, Willie Turner didn't go for that. What evaluation? I ain't seen no evaluation.
Did you tweet? Ain't no White House evaluation.
Steve, do you realize how ahead of your time you were?
Man,
do you realize that?
How the hell are you gonna tweet me?
I mean, seriously.
Man.
I bought my phone down at 7-Eleven.
Got a flip phone.
Oh, man. That was one of my favorites.
Mine don't take tweets till Saturday.
What kind of president do we have?
Yeah.
Keep asking y'all, do anybody work up there anymore?
Yeah.
The word is work.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, but do anybody work up there?
Yeah, I mean, give us some advice, though, Steve. What are some of the first things you should do when you get fired?
Well.
Because you've had a lot of jobs in your life.
You've been fired from quite a few of them.
First, I think the first thing you need to do is let the fire and all other employees know how displeased you are with it. That's like number one. You've got to express your disdain for the fire.
Aren't you supposed to remain calm, Steve?
What is you calm for?
Because you don't want to burn bridges. I mean,
you out of work. I'm out of work. You done fired me. That bridge on fire when you came in here with this slip of paper. No, you set this bridge on fire.
You may need them for a recommendation or something.
No. People that get fired ain't good. They don't get good recommendations. So you're not, this is not a recommendation time. This is a time, second thing you want to do after you make a public nuisance of it. You got to let everybody know your displeasure. Second thing you need to do is let everybody in there that you did not care for, let them know about themselves.
Tell people
say
off.
What's been on your damn mind for a long all time. These years.
Okay. That,
get it off your chest. I never liked you no damn yeah. way.
Okay. All right. We got to go, Steve. Dang.
I'll give you a couple more when we come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, okay. I want to hear this. All right. Coming up at 34 after the hour, Steve is going to give us some... Well, yeah, you'll finish telling us about what we should do when we get fired. And if we have time, some details from tonight's episode, some behind-the-scenes stuff from Showtime at the Apollo.
At the Apollo.
Tonight.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we went to break, you were we were talking about getting fired. You were giving us some advice on what to do when we get fired. You were saying
okay.
You were going to...
Now, so what have I told you so far?
We ended up with you were going to let people know how you really felt.
Let them know. First thing is, let everybody know your displeasure with being fired.
Why you got to let everybody know?
No, everybody need to know you ain't happy about this. Secondly, you got to tell everybody off that you've ever wanted to say something to but didn't because you had the job.
Like...
You got to let them know I never liked you no damn way.
Wow.
Your breath stink.
Oh, everybody.
I'm the one ate your damn cake out the refrigerator. You got to go on and let them have it.
Oh, it's getting ugly.
Yeah, you got to let them have it. And I didn't think your baby was cute when you brought her up here because your baby looked just like you. You got to let them have it. Third thing you need to do is get your check.
Okay.
Get your last check. Mm-hmm. Go into HR because the next thing you're going to do, gonna probably, you ain't going to be able to get your check. So get your check.
Okay.
Get your check. Give me my check.
You want your check immediately.
Give me my check.
They're going to say 2 weeks, though, Steve.
Give me my check.
We have 2 weeks to
see. I ain't got 2 weeks. I'm gone now.
Me today, I get my check.
Check, please. Okay. And then the second to last thing you want to do is you must have everybody feeling somewhat as tight as you do about your fine. So you got to tighten up the entire office/company.
But
and we're not going to come back. But you want everybody to be tight. Leave me alone, Shirley. No. And then lastly, the last thing you need to do is after you get your check and you tighten up everybody, move from your last residence because they're going to come over to talk to you.
Oh, you got to get out.
Yeah. All right. So go down south and stay at your cousin's house.
Not your cousin.
All right, we are moving on, Steve. Tonight is the night. Make sure you watch Showtime at the Apollo.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hosted by the one and only Steve Harvey. Steve, tonight's episode is going to feature a contestant. His name is Troy James, the twisted and double jointed guy.
Boy.
Oh my God. Do you remember him, Steve?
A contortionist?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. He came down the aisle, had them people messed up. Mm. The way he walked off, he messed some people up.
Seems like that hurts.
He did some stuff. He messed some people up right here.
Yeah.
I knew right away he wasn't involved with anybody in the relationship.
What?
I know that. How you know that?
Double joint
mind. I made note of that. You cannot be involved with anybody.
All right. Then you also clown during the commercial break, Steve, and you have some fun with the Apollo audience. So here, take a listen as you take the audience to church about a woman getting booed off stage from Houston.
You say boo. I said, oh, hell no. Flew all the way from Houston, and I just got booed
as I walk off with Sandman chasing me. This is my last time in New York City.
You
make you sure ignorant. You watch Showtime at the Apollo tonight, starring Steve Harvey.
I just hate she from Houston.
9 Eastern, 8 Central. Didn't it's going to be on Fox, all right?
Didn't bother me.
You done booed the hometown,
all
man.
Right, the nephew is here with his prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, Bootylicious.
Play that again.
Yes, that's the subject, Bootylicious. But up next, right now, the nephew is here with the prank phone call for today. What you got, Neff?
Apartment 316.
Why you say it like that?
Yeah. I got food in my mouth. Apartment 316.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dale.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, man? My name is Vaughn, dude. You live in, I'm trying to make sure I got the right dude, man. You live in Court, right? Apartments?
Yeah, I live in What's going on?
Okay, you live in apartment 316, right?
Yeah, is it something I need to be worried about? What's going on with my apartment?
Oh, no, no, no. Everything cool with your apartment, man. I got your number from a lady at the leasing office.
Regarding?
So what now?
What's it in regards to?
Well, actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to move to Court. And what I wanted to do, you know, see, man, every apartment I've always lived in apartment 316. And I know you in 316. So, they, you know, the girl at the office gave me, you know, because I don't want to move nowhere else where I can't be in room 316. I got to be, you know, it's just real superstitious, I know, but I kind of, I got to have apartment.
Hey, hold on. You say your name, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm Vaughn.
Right, Vaughn. And who gave you my number again?
One of the ladies at the leasing office when I was over there.
Who was it?
I can't really remember her name, man.
Listen, cut this man. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Don't call me for nothing like that, man. Now I ain't moving out of my apartment, man. I've been staying there for 4 years. When I move out of the apartment, I move in the house. You understand? All this you got going with your whatever it is, your 316, your 132, that's on you, man.
I gotta stay in 316, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I done signed the lease, so I'm stuck with it. I got to get that apartment. So I'm going to try to tell you, would you like to, which other apartment would you like to move to? And I go on and get them to move your stuff.
I ain't moving nothing. Ain't nothing moving. Only thing I ain't going to move is them numbers. You can add them up, divide them, do whatever you want to them, but I ain't moving. So you're going to have to get that to your head, man. And really, I'm because I don't know who the gave you my number with like this. I'm at work and calling me with because I don't even know no Vaughn.
No, you don't know me, dog. I asked them who was in 316. They told me
that ain't none of your business who in 316, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to do this as respectful as possible. You know, like I said, I really can't function unless I'm living in a...
Disrespect me then. Do it disrespectful then, because I'm going to show do this. If you call me with like this, I don't give a favor. No, I don't care if that was your favorite scripture.
Okay, hey,
dog. Call me with like that, man.
See, now you're going to make this hard. Okay, so let me tell you this to you. I already told the lady I want to be in 316. She told me I needed to deal with Dale. Now, I'm trying to deal with you in a polite way, okay? Because like I say, I can't function, man, unless I'm in apartment 316. I can't even get them to go to work. I cannot function, okay? I have to have that apartment number, dude.
All right. So, it sounds like you got a problem on your hands, man. Whatever your problem is, that's your problem. Ain't got to do with me. Don't call me no like that. Like I say, I've been staying in 316. I'm going to stay in 316 till I move to a house. You need to find something else to do. And really, I'm f***ed off at the that gave you my number to call me with this. I can't believe that.
I don't like the way you talking to me. First, and I told you I got
don't like the way you come at me with that come at me with a number. What the I look like you, man? 316. What
excuse me, dog? What you say?
You calling me with this? I tell you what, man. Come at me or come at my apartment with that You gonna see it, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to handle this respectably, man, okay? All right?
Respectfully.
That's what I'm trying to do. Dale, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you honestly, dog, I cannot function outside of them three numbers. I have to live in apartment 316.
That ain't my business, man.
No, I don't have to come move your but I do it.
Hold on. Run that back. What you say?
I said, I don't want to have to move your
I thought there was a said that now. Got me up. What you going to come move my Hey, matter of fact, come on. Come move 316. 316, I had a three for you. Come on, man. Come on, come move my man. Come on. 210 solid. Come on, move your ass. All kind of going on in the world, but no, I got 365 days deal with this. I'm at work. You on? I'm on my 9 to 5, and you come at me about some 316. I'm gonna whoop somebody. That's all I got to say, man. It's gonna be you. Before I deal with you, though, I'm gonna get the lease now for even giving you my number. All day.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, I have to stay under them numbers, man. I have to. I'm superstitious like that. I know everybody ain't like that, but I just happen to be like that. You understand?
Everybody ain't like that, man. I ain't got time to be dealing with really, everybody ain't got time to even sit up and listen like this. Man, you left up a Christian, man. Other than that, I've been out this job looking for what apartment number did they give you?
They gave me like 329 or something like that. I can't stay there, man.
That's where I'm going to meet you at, man. Meet me at 329, 6 o'clock tonight. How about them numbers?
Okay. So how about these numbers right here? 877-29-STEVE.
What that mean?
877-29-STEVE.
877-29-C.
You ain't never heard that number before?
Nah, it sounds familiar.
That's the number to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because this is Nephew Tommy, and you just got pranked by your coworker Linda.
Abby, make that it sounds crazy as hell. I was believing it for a second. Had me rolling. God, got me about to take off and go to the lease now. I'll be calling right now. Who you say got me now?
Yo, ain't you got a coworker named Linda?
Linda? Ain't this about Linda coming for Linda right now? I wonder why the hell she taking so long. She put she on some man. God, y'all had me going though, man.
Hey, Dale, I got one more thing to ask you, man.
Go ahead.
Dale, you at work for real, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, man, get back to work, man. Your phone off the hook over there.
All right.
I just want to let y'all know, when you hold a title of the king of stupidity,
mm-hmm.
I want to know if I'm holding it well and do I walk proud with it. Do you feel the honor of it when you see me?
I do.
Huh?
Shoulders back.
Should I have a cape with an S on it for stupidity? Just the king and the royalty of that. Do you feel me? Anybody whip me?
No, Superman get messed up. Whip you.
Anybody whip me on that?
I'm not.
You're the king
of
stupidity. Yeah, we're with you on that.
Did you say whip?
Yeah.
No, is anybody...
See.
Is anybody along with me?
On board? Looking for other words.
You got any support?
Is anybody...
Well, you did have to go back to a W.
So yes, he did.
Anybody with you?
Anybody along with me? March 23rd through the 25th, come be with me at Chuckles Comedy Club, Memphis, Tennessee. Barbecue and the nephew. Get your tickets and come watch Stupidity at its best. Tickets are on sale right now. Shortly after that, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm on my way. April 5th, 6th, 7th. The name of the club, what? Comedy Off Broadway. When you walk in, you'll see my uncle picture sitting on the wall. Mine, they told me to be up there the next time I come. So hopefully when I get
Well, Tommy, let us have, to it. But Tommy, you don't have comedy headshots, though. You know, because everything y'all do is electronic now.
Well, it's all electronic now. They don't have those black and whites like they used to.
No, see, you had to send the 8x10 to the club.
Right.
That's why I'm on the wall.
He's on
every
wall.
Other than the fact that I'm a legend.
You had to send it down. Well, of course, Steve. That goes without saying.
Well, I just wanted to say it to him.
Well, I know you are a legend. You don't have to tell me. I know that you're a legend.
But I was thinking maybe that's why you.
Well, I'm finna go to Kinko's, get my picture printed out. I better be on that wall by the time I leave.
No, well, but they're gonna put you. You gonna be in the
Prescott got my picture on the wall. Yeah,
he's going to be where, Steve?
Probably on the end somewhere.
All right, listen, coming
all
up.
The legend room is taken up.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the Strawberry Letter subject for today, Bootylicious.
Probably picture by the kitchen.
Shut up, boy. Let's get to this booty.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you have a situation or an issue and you need some advice, please send us your strawberry letter at steveharveyfm.com. Steve and I just might be reading your letter on the air one day, okay? Like today. Let's go.
All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, Bootylicious. Dear Steve and Shirley, let me start off by saying that I am a young man in my mid-20s. But I have been fully committed to my beautiful girlfriend since high school. Our relationship is great, but my issue is when we are out in public. Lord knows this always happens to me. Always is in all caps. Another female with a huge behind seems to always come strolling along. And I just can't help but catch a quick look. My girl has a nice big behind, but I like to window shop and she hates it. So, Steve, is this normal? To me, it's a natural thing, and guys just can't help themselves when they see a nice big behind.
Talk, boy.
We start acting like a fat kid with cake. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my eyes, but sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see a fine woman. Will this urge ever go away? Does every guy do this, regardless of how beautiful their girlfriend or wife is? Please help. Yeah. No, they do not. There's a thing called self-control, young man. You need to get you some, okay? Because you're being very disrespectful to your girlfriend, to your beautiful girlfriend who you are fully committed to. Those are your words. You put them in the letter. Okay, it's okay to admire beautiful people and beautiful things, but you can't be disrespectful to your girl out in public. That's ridiculous. Come on. Get a hold of yourself. Get some self-control, and you got to stop it or you're going to lose your beautiful girlfriend who you say you are fully committed to. All right, Steve?
Wow, you through?
I'm done.
Wow, that was short.
Yeah, it was.
Dear Steve and Shirley, let me start off by saying that I'm a young man in my mid-20s. I'm fully committed to my beautiful girlfriend since high school. Our relationship is great. But my issue is when we out in public, Lord knows, and here's where it gets, Lord knows this always, in capital letters, happens to me. Another female with a huge behind seems to always come strolling along. I just can't help but catch a quick look. My girl has a nice big behind, but I like the window shop and she hates it. First of all, let's just deal with the it always happens. See, what you're going to have to do, young man, is you're going to have to pay attention to where you at. Now, obviously, since it always happened, you at a hood mall.
Work this booty out of it.
You at a mall in the hood.
Yes.
Really?
You're going to have to start going to some white malls. And you don't have to go early in the morning for the mall wake open up. That way you can walk and ain't nothing in there but old people walking.
That
is your only way. A white mall before the mall open. Then you won't have to see these big behind.
The white walkers.
So now, you try to catch a quick. My girl has a night big, but I like to window shop and she hates it. So, Steve, is this normal? Let me tell you something. Yes. This is normal.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you. This is normal.
What? Yeah. What's normal?
To window shop.
Oh, to window shop.
To look at women when they walk by.
Not when you're with your wife or your girlfriend.
Be quiet, Shirley.
You answered, Joe.
You had your
little short-ass answer because you don't know about this.
Whatever.
He says,
Steve, know about it.
Is this normal? You know nothing about it. Our only way you in this letter, Shirley, is you one of them big behind women that's walking by this boy. Now, that's why you the reason
get
he done
wrote
your today.
Get on with your answer.
No, I was getting along with it till you jumped in, but since you want to jump in, then let's put you in it. You is who this letter is about.
No, it's not. God, get
it
out
is.
Of here.
He said he always with his woman, and some woman with a big behind come by. Now, Shirley.
Steve Harvey.
Quit walking past this boy when he with his girl.
Okay, all right.
Now, you won't stay out of it now?
Just go on. Get on my nerves.
He says, so Steve, is this normal? Yes, this is normal. To me, it's a natural thing, and guys just can't help themselves when they see a nice big behind. We start acting like a fat kid with cake. But let me explain something to you, young man. Fat kids with cakes get their ass whooped all the time.
Okay. This is true.
And a fat kid will take an ass whooping over some cake. So what you going to mess around and do until you learn the way to contain this,
take that ass.
You're going to be taking ass whooping about this cake. Now, them behinds that don't belong to you, that you love window shopping, that then you ask me, is it a natural thing? Yes, it's a natural thing. But you're going to have to develop the techniques to do this. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my... Sunglasses don't work.
Even the big ones with the sides on it?
No, it don't work. Nah. Women know you looking. They see it too. But sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see, now that, see right here,
oh,
boy.
God.
See, here's what you did right here.
Now that's stupid.
Now here she coming, this is what you go.
And how do you know that's it?
One more time, did it?
We all done it.
And here go another.
That'll get you slapped. That'll get you slapped.
No.
See, but now you've got to learn.
Yes.
Now you've got to do some other things other than making these noises, boy. Here's one. Bite your lip
off.
Bite it. Now, sometimes it'll bleed. If it's really good, it's going to be blood in your mouth. Now, you want to try that. Then you got to develop an inner moan. See, you going, you out loud. You've got to internalize it. Here's a way to internalize it. Act like you're scratching the back of your hand and do like this. But listen,
we're
act like you're scratching
your
the back of your hand and go.
Not dandruff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You've got to internalize this.
Yeah, self-control.
Or here's another one. You've got to develop a bark. Like just out of nowhere. Hello!
You can bark?
Are you crazy?
You can bark?
No.
If you in my frat, you can act like you saw a bro.
No.
So, T.
All right, look, we'll have part two of his ignorant response.
I have more when we come back.
At 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, okay. Come on. Let's get to part two of today's Strawberry
Letter.
This
young man is having a problem when he's with his girl. Booty-lish. He's looking at other women's behind. He can't help it. He likes the window shop. He tells me, seeing a nice big behind, to say me and start acting like fat kids. I reminded him that a lot of people, fat kids have had their ass whooped over cake. And fat kids will fight about cake.
Every time.
They're getting a damn fight about cake. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my eyes. That don't matter. But sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see a fine woman. Now, I see you moaning now. Now, I've told you, this grunt has to become inner. You've got to get this inner. Or, like I said before, if you was in the frat, you could develop a bark. You could act like you see in another queue on the other side of the mall and go, "Arr!" So, dog.
Okay, but he ain't in a frat. So.
And she's not stupid.
Which is your damn shame.
So let me
okay, now. Will this urge ever go away? Well, no, son, but you're going to have to manage it better. Because like Shirley said, it is a sign of disrespect to your girl. So how do you manage it better? I have two other ways to help you out.
Come on.
Number one, whichever way the girl is going, turn your head 10 yards ahead of where she's walking and let her walk into your eye line
and
pass by.
And that's all you get.
That's
it. 10 yards.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You see her coming. You turn around
and look back over your shoulder and let her walk past your shoulder. You already turned that way. That's all you get, and turn back around and keep walking. Ain't nothing said. You got to let them walk into your eye line. That's for starters. Mm-hmm. The last suggestion I have for you is you have to make this moment spiritual.
What?
The Lord? Come on, I got to hear this.
No, I didn't say, really? I just said you have to make this a spiritual moment.
Okay.
So this will allow you to say something out loud and not get in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. Like when I pass by a fine woman and she walked past, this is all I say. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it.
But if your lady hear you say that, that's cool?
Jesus. No, it's not cool.
No. And then if my lady snatch, Jesus, Father God, mm-hmm. bless this union.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord. Stay together as a family.
Did he go into prayer?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she said, what'd you say? Jesus, help us, Lord. Bless my family.
Just what you guys
well, you got, yeah, whatever, though. What you can't do is get mad at me for having prayer.
So Uncle Steve, if you walk in and you at the White Mall,
uh-huh.
and Kim Kardashian is shopping,
yeah.
and you and your lady, this boy and his lady together, mm-hmm. and she passed by, what do the boy do now?
Baby, you see Kim Kardashian in there? Baby, look over here. This is Kim Kardashian. That you, so who ain't going to do that?
Yeah.
Now, the whole time you pointing at Kim, you looking.
I hate all of you.
Where? Right over here.
This is perfect.
Okay. Under the dress. I mean, by the dress. I mean, at the counter.
Learn to control yourselves, fellas.
Okay, so do ladies not do this? When
they
see
do it all the damn
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but we're smart, way smarter than
you. They do it all the
guys.
Time, but women don't make noises.
Mm-mm. Because we're smarter. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve. Introduce our girl. She is here.
All them animal sounds you make, you ain't make none.
That's another one, too. I do that one all the time, too.
What?
I just fired it off.
We got to go. Instagram or email us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, Steve, she is here. Introduce our girl
Cheryl
from the talk.
Underwood.
Steve Harvey.
Hello.
Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
President Trump was in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
When President Obama was the president, we didn't care about the traffic. We sat in the traffic jam and was proud, wasn't we, brothers and sisters?
Yes, that's right.
I have now, some information to share with you about that.
What's that? What's the information?
He was doing somebody threw him a fundraiser in my gated community.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. So ooh. What are you saying?
He going to go to the Home Association and get him a demerit. That's what you going to do, Steve.
I couldn't come through the gate on the north side.
What?
Because he was up there. And they blocked off all of Mulholland.
Really?
You couldn't go down Mulholland.
Yeah.
Between Woodcliff, between the sunset, and all the way between Coldwater. You could not go down Mulholland.
Could you back around and take the 405 and get off on the Getty Center and then go down Mulholland?
No. I had to go over Coldwater, go down to Sunset, drive back down by the Beverly Hills Center, then go home.
I'm going to say
I mean, not the Beverly Center. Go down past Beverly Hills Hotel and then cut up the hill.
You didn't
Steve,
see him
I'm
last
say
night,
something. I'm going to say something.
I drove right past where he is. I saw 100 motorcycles.
Did Steve. You see him last night?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay.
Listen,
I don't need
this
that.
What it is, brothers and sisters. Stay woke. Racism. That's what it was. Steve, you live in the community. You should be able to drive in and out wherever you drive. Am mm-hmm. I right, brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Steve yes, Harvey, girl. You paying home association fees and everything up there. Your money just as long as everybody else.
I was so damn mad. Cheryl, I was so damn mad. Me and the other home, boy, you should have seen them people at that gate, and they wouldn't open that gate. Mm. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Steve, was the other white people standing with you? What's going
the
on?
The hell?
You're
right.
You know when white people get mad.
Well, let me tell you something. But see, I live in a very multicultural
mm-hmm.
division.
Yes.
So it's a lot of, you know.
Yes, it's everybody you know.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Arabs, Latinos, mm-hmm. they them people over there papered up.
So you know
they
what it means.
They was hot. If you'd have seen the lineup of cars, you'd have started laughing.
Oh, they got their head out the car, Steve. They done got out the car. You know how they stand
there? I didn't even vote for him. Open the gate now.
That's right. That's right.
He didn't even visit L.A., California.
What kind of tomfoolery, shenanigans? they come up with the words. They come up with the words. All black people say is, I can't get in. Shuck it, duck it, quack, quack.
Hey, Cheryl, did you see the protesters when they said they had those I Miss Obama signs?
Say it again.
Did you see the protesters when they had those I Miss Obama signs?
Yes, because we all miss Obama.
Who don't?
That's right. We making t-shirts. We miss Obama.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Sister Odell is here.
Mm-mm.
And I think she owes me an apology.
For what?
We'll get to it.
You think you finna get it?
No, but she does owe me one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Little Big Shots with cuter kids and more incredible talents and, of course, hilarious hosts. That would be me, Steve Harvey. Then get ready to have your minds blown by the brilliant, brainy mastermind kids on Genius Junior, a brand new game show hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. The premiere of Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey and Genius Junior this Sunday on NBC.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's here with her reality update. But right now, Steve, go ahead and get her. Sister Odell.
All right, I'll go get her.
Hope she's in an apologetic mood today.
You think you're going to get an apology?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't see it happening.
I don't.
I really don't see this happening.
He went in on his job.
He will. Yes, I do. I know he will. Yes, sir. Lord, Lord, Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Sister Odell, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell, how you doing?
Good, man? Good, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell, how you feel?
Mm-hmm. Have a high boy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good. Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Everything going on. What's going on with y'all today?
Yeah, everything is lovely. How are you?
Good. Great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just wonderful.
Okay.
Good to hear.
Wonderful. In a really good mood today.
Oh, good. Oh. Good. I want to say, Sister Odell, I forgive you for last time we had a fight, a really big fight on
intense.
The radio.
Very intense.
And I forgive you for all of that.
Mm. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, do you
forgive? Well,
you, wait a minute, hold on. You forgive me?
Yes, ma'am, I forgive
you. You forgive me for what?
Well, we had a fight, Sister Odell.
Uh-huh.
You were upset with me, remember?
Uh-huh.
You were yelling at me, and we got into it, you know.
Uh-huh. So what are you forgiving me for, though?
Because you started the fight, Sister Odell, and I just thought, you know.
Why don't y'all just forgive each other? How about that?
Right, yeah, let's just squash it. Let's
her.
Just move on.
I forgive her. Yeah. Will you forgive me, Sister Odell, for my part in it?
But you ain't told me what is you apologizing for.
Me, what are you about?
See, what you don't do is you don't throw out a random I'm sorry at me without telling me what you're sorry for.
Well, you don't remember, Sister Odell, what happened last time? We had a huge fight. You were upset with me because I told you someone had passed away.
And that's what you do every time. Anybody else ever told it to me?
Well, it's my job, Sister Odell.
It ain't really your job, Sherry, but you just embellishes it.
My name is Shirley, Sister Odell.
Whatever.
Sister Odell, you got to be nice
now. No, it's
now.
Okay. It's
okay. Is nice, Carly. I'm nice until she tries to, you know, if this what you
want. I forgave you.
If this what you want, I give it to you.
What? Okay. Let's just
move on.
Are you
going to apologize?
No.
You going to apologize?
No. If you want attitude, I got it for you.
Can't you tell by her tone she's not going
to
apologize?
Well, you know, I ain't the first lady, Michelle Obama.
Okay.
She said take the high road. Yes. I'm on whatever road we ride on.
High or low, huh?
You on the high road, I'm up there with you. But you drive low, I'll get my car right on down that same highway.
All right, well, let's just move on, Sister Odell.
Fine.
All right.
We can't go on like this, ladies.
Well, I forgave her, and I'm willing to move on. I came to work
today. I didn't
ask
for your forgiveness.
Mm. Well, I'm giving it to you anyway, Sister Odell.
Well, you know.
Can't you try, Sister Odell? Just try to apologize.
I'm is trying, sweetie.
This is you trying?
This is this best effort. Y'all don't know how she treats me. You sit there and you listen to it and you act like you don't see it.
You act as though I disrespect you or something.
Y'all
I
see
never
this
half
every time I come on. She can't wait to be the bearer of bad news.
Mm. It's not that. It's
just starts right in on me. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Let's see, Sister Odile. Shirley, okay. What do you have to tell her today?
I want to say nothing. I do. I want to say nothing.
But you don't have any bad news or anything, right?
No, I just have news. She
okay. Well, what is it then?
She determines whether or not it's bad news.
Well, go ahead then.
Okay, the designer. You know the designer. Hubert de Givenchy.
Givenchy.
I think that's how you pronounce his name. Yeah.
Givenchy.
Yeah. He used to dress the movie stars Audrey Hepburn and Princess Grace Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he passed away recently. He was 91 years old.
Is any of his stuff at Target?
No, ma'am.
Did he dress Roberta Flack? Did he ever put anything on Rosa Parks?
Audrey Hepburn and Grace Kelly, among others.
Did he put anything on Pearl Bailey?
That was your girl, Pearl Bailey.
Did he give Lena Horne a gun?
Come on.
Has he ever gave Diane Carroll anything to wear? Did he put an outfit together for the Supreme? So let me get this straight. He ain't in Target. Ain't none of their clothes at Walmart.
No, ma'am.
He ain't dressed none of my girls.
High fashion.
He ain't gave Harriet Tubman nothing.
No, ma'am.
He didn't dress Sojourner.
Phyllis Wheatley.
Who made Barbara Jordan outfits when she was up there?
Congresswoman.
Mm-hmm. Has he put anything on Maxine? Because that's my girl, Maxine Waters.
Oh, we love her.
Because I knew her grandmother.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that. What was her name?
Trouble.
Huh?
Trouble Waters.
She didn't play, huh?
That's what the song was about. Just like a bridge over trouble waters, I will lay me down.
All right, sister.
Oh, my gosh. So who you say he was that passed?
He was a fashion designer. Yeah, he was a fashion designer.
Now, I tell you what, if T.J. Maxx dies, it's going to throw me in. If T.J. Maxx leaves here, girl, I'm going to lose my mind. T.J. Maxx can't pass that Burlington. Mr. Burlington, he can't leave here. Girl, it's going to throw me into something, but I don't know no Givenchy people.
He was 91. Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Odile,
I'm still here. He turned my music off. Little cat is a little.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Top of the hour.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back, Shirley. I'm still here.
I see. Coming up right before Carla's reality update, I was just mentioning to you before we went to break that famed physicist, Stephen Hawking, died. He was 76 years old.
No, wasn't that sad? He was how old?
He was 76. He had
ALS.
Oh,
and that's young, sweetie. That's young.
How old are you? Yeah.
Tell me, you never ask a woman her
age. All right. I'll tell him because he need to start showing some respect. I'm 108.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh,
man. I didn't know that.
Damn. Darn. Wow.
Well, how old is you, Tommy?
I'm 50.
Right there.
What?
I already know you ain't going to be 108, don't we?
Why you say that, Sister Odile?
It ain't no way in the world he want 58 more years of the same 50 he just had. it just ain't no way in the world he wants to do 58 more years of the same 50. As stupid as this boy is.
Hey, Sister Odile, we got to get
to... I don't think he can take 58 more years of his dumb ass.
We got to get to Carla's reality update.
I'll let Sister Odile introduce Carla. Oh, yeah, how about that?
Go ahead. Okay, come on, Sister
Odile. Well, one of the sweetest women I know. Just as precious as she want to be.
This ain't sure.
She don't have the best voice in radio, but she got the best attitude in radio.
Was that a cut
and
a lift?
She's a wonderful mother, and she's loving and kind. and she always takes care of me. Please, y'all, put your hands together, including you, Shirley, with your jealous, hating ass. Put your hands together for Carly Pharrell.
Thank you, Sister O'Neill, but that was not nice what you said about Shirley. Come on,
it's
now.
So evil.
We're going to be nice. All right, listen,
all right.
Sister O'Neill.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's be nice. Wow, she said I'm sorry, Shirley.
Apology
recorded.
Accepted. Apology accepted, Sister O'Neill. We're
record it and play it back when you need it.
A clean slate. Clean slate.
All right, good. Woo. Let's move on, ladies. All right, so now we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. As you know, the ladies are on a trip to Barcelona, Spain. They finally checked into this nice hotel they've been wanting to go to. And while they were in the Sprinter riding to the new hotel, NeNe told the girls that Portia left and that Marlo said it was because Portia was hurt. Excuse me. But Portia was hurt by what she did to Candy. Well, Marlo, you know, you had some part in that, too. You were being very mean to Portia on the trip. So, NeNe, she kind of wants the ladies to forgive Portia and, you know, let's squash all that and get back together. But in my opinion, I think, Shirley, Portia, she really just needs to show some remorse and be really sincere when she apologizes to Candy. And I think Candy can get past it and move on. I think that's what's missing with Portia. It's just not coming across that she is really sorry for what happened last season with all the drama with Phaedra.
Yeah, it's like she's trying to, Carla, but they want her to apologize to them as a group because she's gone around to them individually, right?
Yeah, but it's still, I don't know if Candy is feeling how she apologized to her specifically.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see as the season goes on. So now Sheree Jr., she kept missing her call from her man Tyrone in prison. But she finally got a chance to talk to him, and she was in her hotel room, and NeNe made it perfectly clear.
He was going to keep calling.
Yeah.
She'd have got it. He's going to keep calling.
Yeah, NeNe's acting really weird about Tyrone, though.
Yeah, she's tripping. Like, if you ask her anything about Tyrone, she's making it perfectly clear that she didn't date him and there was nothing going on. Okay, NeNe,
who didn't date
down.
Tyrone?
NeNe. Huh?
NeNe
dated Tyrone. Who is Tyrone?
Sheree's boyfriend who's in prison.
He locked up.
But if
he
you
calls
say,
all the time.
Yeah,
though.
But if you say anything about him to her, to NeNe.
To NeNe. She goes off.
We should check his books. You think NeNe put some money on his book?
NeNe said, ask me about Greg. That's it.
Yeah.
No NeNe other man but Greg.
No other man but Greg. She really changed the subject.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do, right?
Yeah, it's something, though. It's something there.
It's just
there.
The way
you feel
she's
the tension.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way that she trips about him all the time when his name is, you know, mentioned in any way.
But what Tyrone said. Tyrone said they dated, right? Did Tyrone, Sheree's man, say they dated?
No, he just said she didn't want him to go there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, Junior.
Okay, he knows something.
So, yeah, it all come out. But anyway, Candy came up with this idea that Sheree should dress up and do a sexy photo shoot and send to her man, Tyrone, in prison. So they did a little photo shoot. Sheree, she wasn't really feeling
that
idea.
She didn't want to do it.
She did.
She didn't. She didn't want to do it. And then Marlo, did you see this? Shirley, Marlo duct taped her breasts so they would stay in place for the photo shoot. That was really
she
painful.
Did that.
It was really crazy.
Did she know he not in the cell by himself? Put that picture up on the wall if you want. Watch how crowded your cell is.
Thank you, Junior, for keeping it 100. Anyway, this episode
ended. Have y'all
ended.
Seen the photo shoot?
Yeah, we saw
it. Yeah, they showed
did
it on the episode.
Oh, let me pull that up. Sheree did
but
this?
It was, I mean, she wasn't naked or anything.
Well, what the hell is we sending it for if they're going to be naked?
Oh, God.
Gosh, Tommy.
Please continue, Carla.
Yeah, it was just a sexy photo shoot. Anyway, Cynthia, this episode ended where Cynthia, she wanted to do something positive with the ladies' sisterhood. So they go to this beach in Spain. They were in Spain, right? Mm-hmm. So Cynthia gave all the girls candles, and each person's name under the candle, and the ladies had to say something positive about that person. So I want us to try that exercise right here, right now. Steve, you say something positive about Tommy. Go.
Hello.
Today.
Okay. I'm come on.
Hurry
this
up.
Is radio.
You just threw it on me.
Hurry up, N-word.
He
shouldn't be that hard, Steve.
Okay, I'll say something about positive about Shirley.
Shirley, I admire you. You are a wonderful career woman, a wonderful mom, and I admire you, your longevity in your career, balancing it all.
You see how she did that for her?
Thank you, Carla. And I can say the same thing about you. I admire you, your career, your longevity in the business. You're a great mom. I love your, you know I love your baby to death. And you have you're a great wife.
Now, when we come back, it's your turn, Uncle
okay,
Steve.
Okay, when we come back, then you do it first, and then I do it.
Well, she asked
when
you.
When we come back.
Okay.
How much time do you need?
I know.
I got a nice little break.
All right, more of this craziness when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, before we left, Carla, in the middle of reality update, you were asking us to mimic an exercise that the ladies from Atlanta Housewives did. And I thought that was a really good exercise. What they did was each person took a turn in saying something nice about a person. So go ahead, continue, Carla. I like this exercise. We both said something nice about each other, and you asked Steve to say something nice about his nephew. And we're
exactly
still waiting,
true.
Steve.
Yeah, so Steve, you're up. It's time for you to say something positive about Tommy, and then we'll finish up with the rest of the crew. The ladies have already gone. Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. Let me hear.
Okay, Tommy. Go. Tommy first. Remember I said that.
Okay.
Tommy.
Oh, okay.
First.
I forgot. All right, Tommy.
Time,
you go.
Tommy.
Say
Take
something
time,
positive
man.
About your uncle.
Okay.
That you love. You've known him all your life.
All my life.
He look out for you now.
Yes, he does. Here we are. You are a wonderful, angry rich uncle.
I said positive.
I did. That was
angry. Is not a positive.
Angry
term.
Is not positive.
No, it's not. A
Try
positive
again.
Word.
Take two. Hurry up.
It's an adverb. Right?
It's not a positive word.
It's not positive.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. How do I reword
this? This is a struggle for these two.
Do you all like each other at all?
Junior,
hurry,
say something positive about Tommy.
We don't need
you
on your
are
junior.
A progressive.
Okay.
This is the worst.
Angry. I have to use angry.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Just leave that word out and go on. Leave angry out. He is a wonderful.
Okay. Finisher. You are a wonderful, progressive, get on my nerves, rich uncle.
Do you think get on your nerves? You think that's positive?
Mm-mm. Y'all want me to lie.
You all need therapy.
Lie.
Y'all want me to. Okay. Can he go? Because I don't. Yeah. I can't find
Steve,
no
are you
okay.
ready?
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Tommy, you are really, really fast.
Oh, my God. Steve Harvey.
If he's not racist. And you.
This is supposed to be a positive exercise, guys.
I'm doing it. And you have the ability to challenge others. when you shouldn't.
And okay, wait a minute.
You
this is
are
a disaster.
You shouldn't ask us.
You are tall.
Steve,
you are tall for a little person.
Okay, I think you all don't.
He is.
Did I not understand?
You don't remember how it went. Okay, Carla.
You are the best. Stupid person I've ever met.
Okay, Steve,
okay,
Tommy,
Steve.
hold on. We're going to give you this example one more time. Carla, I think you're beautiful. I think you're wonderful. I think you're a great mom. You're a great career woman, and you're a wonderful wife.
Shirley, I think you are the bomb. I love you, how you've been in a career for a long time, your longevity. You are a strong woman. You take care of your family. You take care of your daughter. And you are a loving wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Go, Tommy.
I got it.
Got it. Example.
Uncle Steve, you are grumpy. You angry.
Stop. Stop.
No.
What?
No. You have to be positive.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you not think he grumpy?
Okay, Steve, go. Your turn
Tommy. You heard the example.
We gave you an example, guys. Hurry.
And I learned from that.
I don't think so.
Can't tell.
All right, listen. We're going to continue this exercise when we come back.
Okay. Why?
While we're on break, I want you guys to think of positivity, okay, about each other. We'll be right back.
Wrong show.
Wrong family.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, I think it's your turn now to
No, you know what? I want to go again.
Oh, really?
I do.
You got it.
I got it. Okay. I think I got it.
Jesus.
Okay. You know Shirley needs to, Shirley, tell everyone what we're doing.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, we're doing an exercise. If you saw the Real Housewives of Atlanta on Sunday, Cynthia had the girls go out to the beach in Barcelona, and each person got another person's name, and they said something nice about each other, and it was a really beautiful exercise. Mm-hmm. So Carla, during her reality update, wanted us to practice it here on this show, because sometimes, you know, we can go at each other. So let's make this exercise about positivity. Carla, you're a beautiful person. I love your attitude. I love your work ethic. You're a great mom and a great wife.
That's, ditto, Shirley. Okay. Same
Thank
for you.
Uncle Steve.
All of that.
You are an outstanding man. You are a legend. You are a leader. You are a man's man. You are a philanthropist. You are an example of what a man should be. You are a foot soldier for your people.
This boy got a fever.
You know what? You are an exception to your race and to mankind. What? You're outstanding.
What's happening?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I'm about to cry.
Tommy, you got it.
Oh my God, Tommy.
Okay, I want to say this.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
Tommy, you are very honest. You just told the truth, and you are almost everything you said I was.
You guys got it. This is wonderful.
That was good at the end.
What the almost?
That
take
almost.
The almost out.
But yeah, you are almost
really
everything you said I was. And in 30 more years of hard labor, you could be here. Congratulations on your work ethic. I think that also, let me add this.
Okay.
For
why are
someone
you talking like that?
To have overcome.
Are you reading this, Steve?
Yes.
You're supposed to speak this from your heart.
I'm trying. It just sound real.
Doesn't it hurt to say it?
Tommy, you are an amazing, amazing person to have overcome all the things you've had to overcome in your life.
Like what?
To get where you are. His shortness, his lack of speed, his lack of common sense, his inability to think rationally.
I'm sorry I asked.
Where's this
And for
going?
Him to even be here still living at 50 with all that's wrong with him is a testament to his determination as a man.
He should be dead.
Oh, my God. You know what?
If you had all that going on with you, Shirley, and you was here, I would be saying the same thing about you.
This exercise sucks for us.
I don't want to ever play this again.
No.
And the fact that you stupid and still are able to go to work every day.
Did I show him love now?
Yes, you did.
Did I
you
finally
got it.
Get it?
You got the exercise.
Got it. I showed some love. Uh-huh. And look at the comeback.
Okay, Tommy.
Look at the clap back.
Here's what I think.
All right, come on, Steve. Try to get it right, okay?
I think.
Say something nice.
That Tommy could be a superstar for a major Fortune 500 company.
That's good.
That's really?
Okay,
Steve.
That's a great...
What company?
I think you could be an ambassador for a Fortune 500 company.
You think I could be a bastard for who?
An ambassador.
Ambassador. Oh. Oh, my God. We got to go.
Hold on. Please let me see.
Yeah, come back. Come back. We'll come back to wrap up the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Before we left, we were doing the exercise about going around the room and saying something nice about each other. Carla and I said something nice about each other, which I truly meant from my heart.
Absolutely. I meant it, too.
Yeah, and and I know you did, and thank you. Mm-hmm. And Tommy finally got the exercise
he
after
did.
Several examples. Mm-hmm. You said something very kind about your uncle, and then your uncle...
Has yet to have... No,
he said you could be an ambassador for a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, I thought... Okay.
You thought what?
I thought he called me ambassador. I didn't know what he
said. No, I said ambassador. I really do, Tommy. I think that you have the qualities to become an ambassador for a Fortune 500 company.
Okay, so which company?
Walmart.
Okay, that's
I could do that.
Big.
I could do
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, let him finish,
I
Tommy.
I just want to know what I'm going to do at Walmart.
Can he say Walmart,
well,
though? Can he say Walmart?
We're
going to
give you a blue vest and you pass out the grocery carts at the front of the store.
Hi, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah.
That's the ambassador I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm passing out carts.
And don't forget, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, well, you gotta say that.
I can see you there.
All right, Steve, it's time for us to get a little serious now. And for your closing remarks. Oh, and while you're thinking, don't forget about Sand and Soul, guys.
Oh,
Sand and Soul. Yeah.
Sand and Soul.
I'm getting so excited as it gets closer because it'll be here before you know it. I mean, it's August 30th through September 3rd. We're going to be at Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Sexy
the whole DR. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. Yes.
It's our first time over there. I can't wait. I hear it's
Punta
beautiful. Yeah. So go
we
to
got all kind of events scheduled. Steve has laid the itinerary out. We are going to kick it so
all
far.
Inclusive.
I know. Oh. For more information, go to steveharveysandandsoul.com. Okay.
And a special announcement I want to make today. The Hard Rock is sold out, but I've got a special announcement today.
Woo!
So everybody listen to me. We've got 85 rooms left at the Rio Republica right next door. It's a gorgeous resort. It's an all-inclusive food, alcohol, 24 hours a day. And we just made a special change. And now all of our Rio guests can attend the full schedule of events hosted at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
So if you're staying next door, you get to come over and you're a part of all of the events at the Hard Rock. So head over to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com or you can call this number, 1-800-684-2825. 1-800-684-2825. You can call 1-800-684-2825 and you can reserve your room at the Rio Republica today. When those 85 rooms are gone, that's it. And I want to see you there. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. All inclusive. Leave your wallets at home, y'all.
That is a beautiful thing. Like
hey, let me remind you all of some of these closing remarks. With social media being what it is today, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the thing, Tinder, it's endless. Social media, all the blogs. Don't get hung up in other people's opinion of you. Do not lose yourself in likes. Do not lose yourself in views and comments. Do not allow yourself to be judged by those who are not supposed to even be in the judging business. Do not let someone else's opinion of you affect who you are and what you think of yourself. First of all, they don't even know you. How they got a problem with you and they don't even know you? Stop seeking the approval of people who don't even count in your life. You're seeking approval from a negative person. People who troll the internet, who are internet trolls, they're there to troll, to make negative comments. Why would you ask the opinion of a negative person and then be thrown aback when you get a negative opinion of you? That's their job. But can I tell you something? They don't even know you. They have no effect unless you allow them. They have no effect on your outcome, on your position, on your destiny, of your hopes, of your dreams. They're not even players. It is amazing. I saw somewhere online this guy said that it's amazing, man, that I've never met any of my haters at the bank. I've never met any of my haters at the store where I shop. I've never met any of my haters at any of the success seminars I've ever gone to. I've never met any of my haters at the award shows. I've never met any of my haters on my job in line for promotions with me. I've never even met you at anywhere that's positive. You know why? because they don't belong there, because they don't qualify. Stop allowing unqualified people to make assessments and opinions of you. People's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. Ignore the haters. Have a great day.
All right, Steve.
That's right on time.
I need to hear that too. Yeah, what? Haters.
Uh-huh. Got a comment this morning. I had to laugh at it.
So I should ignore what you just said about me, Earl?
Yeah, I'm not a hater. Y'all said y'all have a great weekend.
Yes.
Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.